Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version for Monday, March 21st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. The U.S. Embassy pulls an Indian official's visa. Easter week provides a fantastic opportunity for the gospel, and teachers are urgently needed for the mission field. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. We begin today in India, where the United States Embassy denied a visa to the Hindu nationalist chief minister from India's Gujarat state. Dave Stravers of Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says it happened because of his role in the religious riots in 2002.
There was a new Religious Freedom Act passed here in 1998, and the State Department is saying we're going to abide by this, and any person, even if he's a government official, who might be given a diplomatic visa, if he's been shown to be involved in this kind of religious intolerance, he won't be given a visa to come into the United States.
Stravers hopes the move will encourage believers and church leaders in India who have been facing much of the persecution.
There are many, many secret believers, people who have put their faith in Christ, but they're afraid to be baptized because they know what will happen to them and their families. And perhaps this will be an encouragement to people to take more of a public stand when they hear the gospel and believe it.
Next, a ministry to young people is reaching Indonesia in a way never thought possible. The tsunami has allowed that to take place, says Sina Silva. She's the Asia Regional Director of Book of Hope. Silva was just in Indonesia with a ministry team where they're ministering to refugees. Silva says the tsunami has opened incredible evangelistic doors.
We have some areas where we were not able to, they were affected by tsunami, where Book of Hope could not be previously. In the last 2 months, have been able to give out over 300,000 copies of the Book of Hope.
These books aren't just reaching children, says Silva.
They found that a Book of Hope will go to the child and then be passed around by family members and within a neighborhood, maybe, you know, 6-8 times. At least.
This opportunity wasn't in the budget for the year. A gift of $10 provides a Book of Hope to 30 children. Go to our website to help. You're listening to Mission Network News. For international operation mobilization teams, Easter week is providing a great opportunity for evangelism. In London, OM Turning Point workers will be joined by volunteers to bring the love of God to Muslims. Short-term mission volunteers will evangelize in inner-city Zurich alongside the Global Action Zurich team. And the Easter outreach in Belgium will support the International Community Church reaching the Flemish and international students. Pray that God would lead team members to those who are open to the gospel. Next, Christians are partnering together to reach business people with the gospel in the Ukraine. Max Olafurovsky is a volunteer with Life Quality International, a daughter ministry of Greater Europe Mission. Olafurovsky says Life Quality partners with a national organization called International Partnership.
They have very similar purpose. They work with professional people in Ukraine, reaching them for Christ. They do workshops and various Bible study groups to share the gospel with them.
Olafurovsky says American business people help with these workshops, and they're pretty effective in drawing a crowd.
Business people are very open to Americans who come here. The United States has a credit, you know, and when teams come here, people are very eager to listen to what they have to say, and they can share Christ with them as well.
International Partnership then establishes Bible, English, and business clubs, which helps cultivate the gospel further. And SIM is urgently looking for 22 teachers to serve in their missionary schools during the 2005-2006 school year. Many of their missionaries wouldn't be able to remain on the field without quality education provided by the Network of International Schools. They're looking for tutors, dorm parents, math, and language arts teachers. SIM hopes to hear from committed Christians who are qualified and enthusiastic for this important support ministry. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of Evangelist Sammy Tippett's autobiography called No Matter What the Cost, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. Find out what it takes to serve Christ no matter what the cost from a man who's been arrested for sharing his faith. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request a copy at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.